I wonder if you'd like to have a listen to this. It's a piece of light music, and I'll explain the relevance of this fairly shortly. I have to say, this is a volunteer band. In other words, these are all amateur musicians. And the piece is called Carnival in Caracas. A piece called Carnival in Caracas, and I've played that because my guest this afternoon is no stranger to this programme, an occasional contributor to our ad hoc series on light music, Brian Reynolds, a great expert, collector, and in fact composer, and composer of that last piece of music. Welcome to the programme, Brian. It's been a while since we spoke, but I do welcome you back.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Now, that piece of music was played by the Invicta Concert Band, which is based in Herne Bay in Kent, quite close to where you live. What's the story with this? You produced an album of your compositions after quite a number of them have been recorded previously by, well, big names in radio.
Yes, the first recording, for radio, was for Frank Chatfield. Frank Chatfield and his orchestra were very popular in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And in fact, it was Frank Chatfield who I was introduced to way back in 1968. And I had the opportunity to play some of my pieces to him. And he said, well, I really like one of these pieces. Can I play it in Breakfast Special when I'm doing it in a few weeks' time? I said, well, yes, of course you can. And so he said, well, look, send it to me. I'll get my arranger to do a score for it, and we'll play it on the radio.
Hmm.
And he did. In fact, he must have played it about at least 20 times over the years. And it sort of occurred to me that as I'd composed quite a number of other pieces and had a particular penchant for military bands, maybe military bands would like to have a try. Perhaps they would suit military bands.
Mm.
Now, I wrote to one very distinguished musician, first of all, a gentleman called Trevor Sharp, who was the director of music of the Coldstream Guards.
Yeah.
And he came back and said that he liked the pieces, but he thought they would suit orchestra, not military band.
Mm.
Well, I wasn't going to get beaten by that. So I approached another director of music, a Major Terry Kenny, who was the at that time the director of music of the band of the well, the Royal Artillery Mounted Band, long disbanded now, but it was well in force at the time that I approached him, which was in the 70s. And he later became the director of music of the Royal Corps of Transport. But I approached him as one of my pieces, and he said, yes, I'll do that for you. I'll do it for a fiver. I thought, my goodness, a fiver? It cost far, far more than that to arrange a piece. But anyway, I wasn't going to argue. So he did it, and I said, well, have you got any ideas as, whether I could get it published? And he said, well, I do know some publishers. A couple of the Guards directors of music run a publishing company, and one of those bands was the Grenadier Guards. So I approached the conductor of the Grenadier Guards before a band concert, and I said, look, I've composed this piece. I've had it arranged by Major Terry Kenny. Would you consider it for publication? He said, well, I'll have to hear it first. I'll tell you what, we'll play it on the concert tonight. No rehearsal or anything. Anyway, they played it note perfect, and it was quite an honour for me to have my first public performance by the band of the Grenadier Guards, no less.
Wonderful.
So I approached a lot of other bands with other pieces that I'd written, but service bands no longer give concerts in the Royal Park.
Well, not in that way.
So they can't afford to.
Fast forward then to last year, really, wasn't it, when this project came about, a collection of 25 compositions. How did you become involved with the Invicta Concert Band?
Well, I'd been going to their concerts for some years, and they had quite a few of my pieces in their repertoire. And suddenly, halfway through a concert, one of the musicians came forward to me and said, can we make a CD of your music? I said, well, yes, but nobody would have heard of me, and they wouldn't know the pieces. But they said, yeah, but you write good tunes, and people like a good tune. I wasn't going to argue about that. And so I said, yeah, go ahead with it. So I think it was on the 22nd of February last year, we assembled in a school theatre, actually, near Herne Bay, and spent a whole day recording these pieces. 19 of them were with the band, and six, I think it was, were featuring me playing my clavinova, which is a keyboard instrument. Like it with a piano keyboard, but it can emulate other instruments. So 19 of the pieces were arranged for band, and all of those have gone on this CD.
Well, that is quite a feat, recording 19 pieces of music in one day.
It is, actually, seeing that most of the pieces were recorded three times so that the band could choose which was the best one to use. Mm. We rather feared that we might not get them all in the end, but we did somehow. The band assembled at 8:30 in the morning, and I think they finally finished at 4:30.
Yeah.
Pretty long session.
Well, it's wonderful that light music of the style that you have often presented to our audience in our occasional series of programmes, it still has, you know, still has an interest among musicians, people wanting to play it, and well done to you for making your compositions available to the Invicta Concert Band.
Well, I did it with a lot of bands, of course, over the years. Initially, I provided copies of my pieces to the various service bands, and I'm told that one of them is still played on guard mounting today by the Grenadier Guards, so that's good. But, of course, with service bands pulling out of band concert work, their place has been taken by brass bands and what are termed community bands, which are normally concert bands with the same sort of instrumentation as a military band. Mm. And this is what the Invicta Concert Band is. Mm. It is a predominantly amateur combination, but of a very high standard. And its director of music, Jim Harrison, used to be with the Grenadier Guards. In fact, he was their principal flautist for 9 years, I think it was.
Well, they must be a pretty disciplined bunch to have got through 19 pieces in one session.
Yes, they were disciplined, which was a comment, actually, the conductor made to me afterwards. He said, nobody argued about anything for the whole day. And he said, having done a lot of recording work, people, he said, that's unusual. And I put that to the band. He said, well, we didn't argue with him because he was right.
Well, there you are. So they've got a leader that they can follow.
Well, they've got somebody they really respected, and because he respects them too, which helps.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very interesting project for you too, hasn't it? Because opportunity to work with some keen, and in some cases quite young people playing this music.
All ages within the band. Mm. I think one of the older players actually used to broadcast in the 60s with the band of the Corps of Royal Engineers. Mm. But many of the younger players are, in fact, music teachers themselves, so they're quite experienced musicians, and they do it in their free time.
Yeah. It's wonderful that they're able to present compositions such as yours, Brian, and very nice to talk to you about a slightly different aspect of your interest in light music, and I look forward to the next opportunity that we will have to make another of those occasional programmes from your extraordinary collection of original recordings.
Yes, we must do that again, mustn't we? Yeah. We've done one for a long time.
We'll do that soon. In the meantime, I thought we could perhaps go out with a piece of... You mentioned Terry Kenny as one of the great musicians and arrangers that you've worked with, and one of the pieces on this CD is Clarinade, which Terry Kenny arranged for you, and I thought that might be a suitable one for us to conclude this item with. Brian Reynolds, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Howard.
The Invicta Concert Band, and that number was the Clarinade by Brian Reynolds. And who knows, maybe one or two of the community bands in our part of the country might fancy playing some light music compositions. can be sure that Brian will be pleased to help if any of them make an approach.